Guys, what's going on, man? Big shout out to everyone out there who has been listening to the podcast, and an even bigger shout out to Amba. This is a very special one, not only because she got the highest score of the year thus far with a 104, but the fact that this was her first ever time taking the test, let alone. I'm just amazed to see exactly like the struggle that she had to go through, especially since December of last year. This is a man, I was teaching her at the beginning of the holiday season, at the beginning of November. And I remember because of her, I don't know, identification card or this or that, the Indians, she got on the phone. I don't know how many hours or even days she spent talking to those motherfuckers. But she finally got in touch with an American. He's like, hey, listen, I understand your status. And what I'm going to do, I'm going to have you take the test. It took her 3 to 4 months to find that perfect American, because the Indians don't know shit, nor do they give a fuck about you or your goals. Because shit, customer service, the motherfuckers probably only get paid like 10 to 50 cents an hour. You think they give a fuck about you? Hell nah. And so that was a battle. It was a battle, but she came back all of a sudden. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm bad. She's like, okay, let me just buy a package. She bought the package. Well, actually, two packages, like 15 hours. And she was getting very high scores using the practice test glider and everything. She had already exhausted all the materials and resources on the Chinese website. And man, she was scoring so high. And I was like, listen, keep that perspective. Between all those tests that she took, the practice tests, about 10 of them, she was scoring between 90 and 106. I was like, listen, it's not going to be like that when you take the first, you know, your test the first time. These Indians will fuck you over any way, shape, or form. You need to be prepared for that bullshit. Lo and behold, what was it? The first student, Diego, who got a 97 last week, a home edition, taking the test for the first time. I was like, well, if Diego got a 97, you need to get the triple digits. But at the same time, I'm like, but the Indians, man, the motherfuckers are gonna do anything. Okay. And the motherfucking head motherfucker at ETS is a fucking Indian, and he will do anything he can to make more money. This is how they snub and take money away from people. This is how they work, man. Sick ass motherfuckers. But she finished the test. She was like, Arsenio, I got 25, 28. I say, you're gonna hit it because your strongest ones were the speaking and the writing. I couldn't even sleep last night. I'm gonna be honest with you. I could not sleep because I kept having dreams about Ahmad messaging me. I kept checking my phone. It was 11. I checked my phone. I checked my phone at like 3:30. Luisana messaged me, said I got a total score of 97. And then next thing you know, I'm like, oh my goodness gracious, what the fuck is going on all over the goddamn place? And so nonetheless, she messaged me and boom, 104. And I'm like, huh? And it's funny because her reading increased 2 points. So she got 27 in reading, 28 in listening. And I'm like, then what the fuck was your fucking score in the speaking and the writing? Writing 26. Although I told her 27 to 28 was likely. But then she got just a 23 in speaking. Just as Diego told me a week before, he said, man, the motherfucking Indians got me when it came to the reading or something like that. I forgot what it was. But yeah, 23 when she was getting 26 to 27 on the My Speaking Score software. A little bit of a scam. This goes to Shayma. Shayma got a 93. Very disappointing. She needed a 100. She got the same score in reading and listening. Hey, it is what it is. But for her to get just the same score in writing, and she did this not at the Prometic Testing Center in Akron, Ohio. She did it at a university. I'm like, I'm so sorry, Shayma. I had no idea. Luckily, Shayma was on bought out time from literally last January, so she didn't have to pay for any of the additional sessions, but she needs that 100. Thing is, she can't go back to that testing center because something went catastrophically wrong. And so, did we have enough preparation and time? Did she send me enough homework? No. Could we have done better? Yes, absolutely. But at the same time, I am very grateful that all my students are hitting over 90, man. And I got the highest score with 104 right now. And I'm just so excited to see, man. I'm just like, yo, I am rocking the house this year with some amazing fucking scores. And this is what my absolute goal was to be able to rock the house in a way that I wouldn't be able to rock the house. Man, last year I had bitches. Just to let you guys know, there was a student. Her name was Mafe. I can't even remember which one it was. I can't remember if it was the chubby one or it was a group of two of them. And I remember once was my fake bigot or something like that. I believe she's the one that was talking shit about me in a goddamn group. I know this because Vanessa, the one that got a 94 about 4 weeks ago, she was the one that talked to me and said, "Hey, Arsenio, there's a girl named Mafe and another girl named Suki talking shit about you in a WhatsApp group." And me and another girl, Eva, who got the 103 in December last year, defended you. And I'm like, how can you talk shit about someone who you have not taken a class with in 14 months, nor did you ever do homework, nor did you do anything? You and your friend was dog shit. And everyone who comes from that fucking whack ass bitch, become Dennis, Dr. Valentina, y'all some dog shit motherfuckers, man. Y'all got no accountability. You're bitches. I hurry up and had to delete a YouTube video that I had featured with a girl named Melissa from Costa Rica, who you guys just recently listened to that podcast, because she was the one that gave me a real bad attitude just by rescheduling one day or something like that. And I'm just like, you know what? After everything I did for you over the last 6 hours, you take these last 4 hours, the money, shove it up your ass, get the fuck out of my face. Don't ever come back. I didn't do it like that. But I was like, hey, listen, I'm gonna be honest with you. If you're not flexible, I got some, there's some things happening over the next, month and a half. And if you're gonna be like this, I think it's best if I just reimburse you. Here you go. Best of luck in your future and divorce. She hurry up and unfollow me on IG. I hurry up and blocked her. I ain't got time for motherfuckers like them. Because I feel like she's from the same batch of nasty individuals that I had to deal with. And so it feels so goddamn good knowing that I'm on top of the world, man. That I'm rocking the house, man. That I am not having those types of problems anymore. In terms of ignorant ass students, because I feel like I'm at, like all my students have that personal agency. And man, it is one of the greatest feelings in the world knowing that this morning I'm gonna be seeing two students for the first time who bought my package and everything, and they're just amazing. All these individuals, is the guy who I'm gonna be seeing this morning, as a matter of fact, he paid for the package when I was getting my visa renewal and work permit renewal just last Wednesday at the shit house, which I call out here in Thailand. And I'm just so grateful that I have good students. Suki, yeah. Boy, I posted all the, I wouldn't say I post all the messages, but I sent her my calendar. She didn't show up to four sessions. And it was just so funny because I was like, get the fuck out of here. It's the funniest thing in the world because she was like blaming me, saying, oh, I still have classes that we didn't even use them. Bitch, you didn't even show up to four. I could have took your money right then and there. Okay. You didn't show up to four. A cancel on day, a COD is what I call it. And then you didn't even book my calendar after that. So block, block, block all those parasites. And I'm going to give you this last one right here. Last October, I had a guy come to me. This guy was someone who I'm just like, last October didn't have that many students and stuff like that because, of course, I was overcoming the bad record of what that garbage ass, what is it, that collaboration I did with that punk ass lady. And so I understood that, I was going through a little bit of a funk and stuff like that. But at the same time, I'm like, okay, well, although I'm going through this funk, okay, I am still getting students. And this guy came to me and he bullshitted for about a week. And he's like, okay, can I pay for the 10-hour package, but in three increments? I was like, okay, so you're gonna pay for 110 now, then you could pay for 110 after the first 7 classes. Or after the first five, and then after the, when the second five comes plus the three, you could pay the last 110. And so he disappeared. Heard from him again early December, 2 months later. He's like, hey, Arsenio, I'm ready to start. I said, okay, when are you gonna pay? He disappeared till the end of January. Send me another voice message. Hey, Arsenio, lady, I'm just, I'm ready to start. I said, okay, when are you gonna pay? Here's my schedule. What are you gonna do? Disappeared for 3 months this time towards the end of April. I said, this motherfucker came back. And you know what I did? I blocked him. I said, get the fuck out of here. That's it. Three strike rule. Get the fuck out of here. You're wasting my time. I ain't got time for your bullshit. And you come from who? The same batch of garbage ass students. So good fucking bye. He ended up sending me an email saying, hey, one-on-one tutoring. Hey, I was wondering, I would try messaging you on WhatsApp. I said, oh, because I blocked you, is what I was saying in my head. And then he hurried up and followed me on Instagram. And I'm like, bro, you can follow me all you want. And me, I just kept pushing it off. My wife was like, you should just tell him that either you don't want to teach him or this is his last chance. I said, you know what? Okay. I sent him an email yesterday, finally, after about 3 weeks of just like pushing him off. I said, hey, things happen. I got no time in my schedule till July. Here's the calendar. Now I understand if you ain't got time, hey, you can find someone else. But this is what my schedule is, and that's all there is to it. He didn't book shit. I said, get the fuck out of here. Probably gonna delete that. Now I'm just gonna block the shit out of him, and that's gonna be it. Because those types of individuals, man, like I said, he's from that last batch of shitty ass students from that shitty ass collaboration that I did. So those type of time wasters, bro. October, you say you're gonna do it. You disappear for a week. December, you say you're gonna do it. January, you say you're gonna do it. April, and nothing? Nah, man, I want winners. And this is what this is about. It's about people like Ambad coming back after 4 months and saying, okay, I'm gonna pay. Here we go. Bam, money. All these other students who are hitting their marks, every last one of them said, I know that you will get me from here to here. Let's do it. That's exactly what I do. And so for everyone else who's like, oh, okay, I'll think about it. Oh, okay, this. I remember, and I'm gonna give you this last one right here. I think I had already spoke about it. There was some girl, she had four tutors before. I don't like fucking with people like that. People who had a lot of tutors before, they have issues. And I don't like fucking with people like that. That's all there is to it. But this girl came and she's like, okay, every Saturday and Sunday. And I'm like, damn, man, Saturday and Sunday? That means I got to take out time for my evening with my wife. And I told my mom, she's like, okay, listen, just do it. She needs a little bit of help. I said, okay, Saturday, let's do it. Let me know when you pay. She never paid. Hour before class. I'm like, hey, well, I guess we're not going to be having class today. If you still want to have class, let me know tomorrow. I could do it. Oh, yes, okay. And I said, okay, let me know when you make the payment. Okay. Hour before that class again, she disappeared again. I said, you know what? And that was a two-strike policy. I said, you know what? I think you're a little bit busy. And you know what? I'm busy too. There are other people in my schedule that do need this hour. And I'm kind of just waiting on you, kind of saying this in my head, but I'm saying, I'll let you know when I'm available. And I blocked her. I ain't got time for that shit. She seemed like a little bit of an asshole too, like her whole demeanor and stuff. So I'm just like, hey, with you types of people who I know who you're giving me problems, you can't even book a schedule, you can't even but like hold yourself accountable. Fucking 7 months this motherfucker disappeared for, and then you're coming back, and then it's so funny when you actually really need me, you're pressuring me and following me here and doing this and doing that, and I'm just like. It's funny because when I kind of needed you and when I was ready, you weren't ready. But it seems like when you really need me, you want me to hurry up and get everything done soon. How about this? Two birds, motherfucker. I don't give a shit about you. Fuck out my face. I just ain't got time for that shit. So with that being said, just had my birthday this past 2 days ago on a new, let's just say healthy schedule. That's right. I'm eating a lot of healthy food and everything, working out. Got to get on this bike. It's 5:30 in the morning, so I'm going to hurry up and jump on this bike right now before my 6 a.m. class. And then today, it's all about just doubling down and just staying focused. So with that being said, shout out to Ambad. Shout out to Yakalin, 92. Shout out to Diego, 97. Shout out to Luisanda, 97. Those were the four big ones. Shout out to Ana Carolina, 94. Shout out to everyone. Oh, shout out to Vanessa, 94. Shout out to everyone who are hitting those 90s. That's the goal, is to get that 90. And man, I'm grateful for it. So with that being said, guys, I'll see you real soon. Over and out.